Apple announced its new iPhones last week, but competitors' mobile phones can do many of the same things for less money. The new iPhone 8 and 10 have wireless charging, edge-to-edge glass screens, and dual cameras. But all of these features are already available in smartphones from China's Huawei and Oppo and Korea's Samsung. While Apple asks buyers to pay $1,000 for its high-end model, some Asian phone makers can offer similar features for less. At one time, Chinese manufacturers copied features and designs from others to produce low-cost phones. But they have now added high-end features to their phones, and they control nearly half the global mobile phone market. MediaMarkt Saturn is Europe's biggest electronics seller. A spokesperson for the store told Reuters that Huawei is seen as a relevant competitor to Apple and Samsung by covering all major price points and placing big investments in marketing and sales. She also said that the Chinese companies Huawei, ZTE, Lenovo, and TCL were among the top 10 best-selling smartphones in its stores. Chinese manufacturers' fast growth has been fueled by strong sales in China, but they now export 40% of their smartphones. That is almost double the number from just 3 years ago, according to the Hong Kong investment company CLSA. Huawei is currently the world's third largest phone maker, behind Samsung and Apple. According to research company Canalys, the Chinese company is getting closer to second place Apple and might overtake it later this year. The Chinese company even made fun of Apple's new facial recognition feature with a Facebook video called Real AI Phone. Huawei plans to show its top-of-the-line Mate 10 phone on October 16th. The phone will have artificial intelligence features such as instant translation and image recognition, and will cost less than $1,000. Other Chinese companies are looking to enter the high-end smartphone market. Xiaomi, for example, showed a full-screen phone this month with an all-ceramic unibody design and 12-megapixel front camera. The special edition Mi Mix 2 sells for $720. Also, Xiaomi, Oppo, and Vivo are working to add ultrasound sensors under smartphone screens to improve the touch function. Neil Shaw is research director at the company Counterpoint. He said Chinese companies with a lot of sales are able to access many of the same parts for phones and offer many features. He said that has hurt Apple's growth. However, Apple still has a big lead over its Chinese competitors in the high-end market. And few experts think Apple fans will switch from the iPhone 10 to Huawei's Mate 10. The average selling price of smartphones from the top Chinese makers Huawei, Oppo, and Vivo is just $248, or two-thirds less than the cheapest iPhone 8. Apple has 63% of the market for phones priced higher than $600, compared to just 3% for Huawei, according to research from the Swiss bank UBS. The biggest challenge they face would be proving to customers their products and brand are worth paying that much for, said Xiaohan Te, an expert at the research company IDC. I'm Mario Ritter.